You've probably seen the caduceus symbol on a medical show on Netflix, at a hospital, or maybe on the side of an ambulance. It's associated with the Greek god Hermes, but often confused with a snake-entwined rod or staff shown in depictions of the god Asclepius. It's known as the true symbol of the medical profession, although many healthcare organizations still use the caduceus symbol, which looks a lot different. When addiction treatment centers, also known as rehabs, opened in the 1970s, the name caduceus was used for groups attended by healthcare professionals in recovery, like doctors, nurses, and dentists. Here in Canada, based on the American model, treatment centers started using the caduceus name too. The Greek god Hermes won out. In 1979, the physician health program in BC was the first to offer support for doctors struggling with addiction and mental health issues. As part of a mandated monitoring program, it included caduceus groups. Later, other provinces started to add them, including the physician health program in Ontario and the nurses health program. Traditionally, caduceus groups are run by a physician or addiction doctor. As they're based on the AA 12-step program, they aggressively confront members' behavior in front of a large group of peers, at times 40 to 60 people. Recently, the Journal of Addiction Medicine published a study regarding healthcare professionals. They found that 69.1% had a history of abusing prescription medication. The primary reasons for abusing drugs were to manage work stress, emotional stress, and trauma. According to a University of British Columbia survey last year, out of the healthcare professionals interviewed, 47%, almost half, had been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Greg Rennie, Director of Clinical Programs at Focus Mental Wellness, says, "We need to take a serious look at how we treat addiction in 2022. The aggressive, confrontational method no longer works. In fact, it can be harmful." Thanks to Dr. Gabor Maté and other experts in Canada, we're now aware of the underlying catalyst between substance use disorders, the early childhood environment, and traumatic experiences. Many of the healthcare professionals in our caduceus groups have been impacted by collective trauma and vicarious trauma. Considering new research on trauma experienced by healthcare professionals, we have a different approach to our groups, and we've changed the format. Instead of a physician, the online caduceus groups of focus are facilitated by a certified addiction counselor experienced with running therapy groups. They're much smaller, usually about 10 people. The approach is compassionate but structured. To be accountable, members respectfully challenge relapse behavior. Rennie has found that this environment encourages honesty and openness. He believes a compassionate approach is more appropriate. Members help each other stay abstinent and improve their overall mental wellness. The groups at Focus are convenient for healthcare professionals in rural areas where it's difficult to find a caduceus group. They also have a group for nurses only. Medical professionals who are not in a health program are also welcome. As the groups are online, members can use a laptop, tablet, and even a smartphone. One of the physicians in their group shared, "While I'm currently compelled to attend by my licensing body, I fully intend to continue with this group for the foreseeable future. The responsibilities of my profession can be heavy, and I cherish the opportunity to debrief with colleagues of a similar background who have faced similar challenges with addiction." To find out more about the caduceus groups at Focus, contact them at info@focusmw.com.